Team support. Stay on the All-Star Global Team path to success. Follow the team system. We've got one. We have one. Do not migrate away from or deviate from the team system. These actions can lead to distractions and dilute individual as well as team success. As a personal note, to me this follows in with in your personal one-on-one life, you get distracted. And some of our personalities are, as Eric says, some people's personalities are squirrel, bright and shiny object, I'm off over here. And then what happens with what they were going to get done that day, this could be cleaning your house. You find at 7 o'clock at night, you really never did get the laundry done because you got distracted with other things. So it's the same thing on a team. That once you know the system and what you've got planned for all of us that were time management deficient, this is very, very important personally, but as a team, it's majorly important. So, Christy.
Yeah. And the same, too, you know, with the team system, you know, some of us have been with the team for many years, and the system has been tweaked as we go because, you know, you look at how people are taking the information or not and moving forward or not. And then, you know, when you don't see the growth in the people that are trying to grow themselves, whether it be financially or to help other people, or some people might be just doing this business because they, you know, there's an old saying about this business. It really is simply a personal growth business with a compensation plan attached. When you start to grow as an individual, when you start to analyze and go through the process of making changes and adjustments so that you're connecting better with people and you're following the team system that's put before you, and improving upon it and getting outside of your comfort zone, the biggest obstacle to people, or most people in this industry, is fear. Whether they admit it or not, a lot of people won't even admit it. They'll just find excuses. But the biggest block is fear. And to have a team system that can help you break through the fears, if you work it, if you learn it, and if you follow that process of going out there, out of your comfort zone, and just trying it, knowing that that's all you're doing. You know, you're just trying it and looking for improvement. And then as we've tweaked the team system, and we now feel that we have a system that should be simple. We don't have to spend hours and hours training because it has to be simple. We need to spend the time out practicing what we're learning because everybody should have already heard this at some point in their life that you learn more on the job than you ever do in school. You get some basics and then you go out and practice. And then you not only practice, you look at yourself and you observe the people you're interacting with to see how effective you are. You watch the body language, and if you don't know about body language, there's lots of books out there, but it's pretty simple to know about body language. When someone turns away from you, you know they've lost their interest. If their eyes glaze over, you know you're talking way too much. There's a lot of things, but if you don't stop to look at what's going on before you as you interact, the training that you got isn't doing you any good. So as far as the training and the system goes, I think that's pretty clear. Migrating away from team system, that is really disrespectful to the team. It's so disrespectful and it's distracting. And if you're bringing in other people into the team to try and help them grow, and you're off looking at another team or getting distracted, bringing things in that have nothing to do with what we as a group are doing, you're disrespecting the team, you're bringing non-respect to yourself, you're losing your dignity, and you're really just creating an upstream sort of a situation for the whole team. Because we need to stay focused on what we're doing. It's very easy for us to do this business if we stay focused and just follow the path. But as we migrate away and bring in distractions that aren't necessary, maybe they're just a lot of drama, we dilute ourselves, we dilute the team, and we're off track. So if this is, this little sentence right here is so important. And also, I want to say, as far as the foundation principles go, as we're discussing them, it's good for us to look at them on a regular basis, at least weekly, and think about them. It's also good for us to, as we interact with our teammates, to, when we see a situation, maybe pull, and you see that it's really against the foundation principles what's going on, pull that person or persons aside and say, hey, you know what, have you looked at the foundation principles lately? Look at team support, or look at transparency. How do you think what is going on here relates to that foundation principle? We need to keep each other on track. No, we're not perfect. That's why we put it on paper, and that's why we review it. Because we're just human beings, you know. So we just need some help.
You know, years ago when I was reading that, one of my pet peeves, mentioned Eric's, is communication, and mine is as well, but not as intensely as Eric's. But mine has always been on the training side, is you hear the phrases, use a system. And every human brain goes, what is a system? What is the system? And every leader has gotten up there and said, use the system. And then the first one I ever heard, Christy, was expose and connect, expose and connect. And then I heard the little bits and pieces, which makes perfect sense for duplication, is when a system has the tools that do a majority of the talking, and the new person can see they don't have to become the expert, things move quickly. So my first exposure to that team support was, is there a real system? When we've always had, and we've seen now as we look back, Eric and I, that we were closer to getting it right because we said, talk to the person and route them to a web page. Whatever we've done, we've put a page that did the talking. But now All-Star Global team has a system, including the opening statement, when and how to expose people to information that causes them to decide, I need to know more or not, because it's sorting. And when you use that system in every method, whether it's in the Sizzle Live vendor events or one-on-one or texting, which would be more on one-on-one, or in a home meeting, a brand new partner's beginning meeting, that opening question either grabs their attention or not. So, Christy, I feel like we have a system that if a new person comes in, they can see it. And then our part is to do not migrate away or deviate from the system. They can lead to distractions and dilute individual as well as team success. What that means to me is if we start with the question, we point to the web page, we follow up, however we're doing it with any of the events, and then we can turn to that person and say, can you do what I just did? The minute we deviate into a different way of doing things, we've confused them. We're losing a possible partner. We're watering down the strength of the team, meaning if we're all doing it and the new people are seeing we're doing it and the company sees we're doing it, we're moving forward and we're bringing in new people. We're moving products to people that want to be healthy, that want to not poison themselves, to take charge of their life. The world, Christy, is in a position where they're looking. If we can just say, what would you do if you didn't, if you were finally, and I'm using this in a, just a paraphrase because we've got the question and it's up on the webpage. But if you were unintentionally poisoning yourself, would you want to make a change? Would you want to do something different? When we can all learn the system from beginning to end and implement it in what we do, the new partners see it, get it, and we move forward quicker. That's the power of a team, a focus. So that's my little two cents there, Christy.
Yeah. It's,
okay. And let's go ahead, honey.
Just saying we have to stay focused, and we're doing ourselves and our team members disservice if we throw in distractions and we don't support the team.
Or if we're getting out of that respect for the other person because we're talking too much. The new partner is going, I can't do that. Use the
exactly.
tools. Okay.
That is
so
very, now, very true.
Mm-hmm. That's the whole point of respect is I'm telling you, I just told you I've got a page to send you to, and my biggest pet peeve is then why stand there and tell them what they're going to see? Let them look at it. Let them decide.
And that,
so,
and that brings us back to communication. You know, if we're communicating with people and our team members that we brought into the business that are watching us, we got to remember that what we're doing, they're watching. And they're making decisions right there and then. Our new team members, can they do this? And maybe they're not the talkative type of person. Maybe they're an introvert, but they really, really want something better for themselves. But if we stand there and go on and they realize that, oh, I really can't do this, we've just destroyed that person. So we really
think
about what we're doing.
You have to have what looks like an easy way to open doors and the respect for the other person, that meaning a new possible partner, that you're letting them make the decision. We're not trying to convince.